And his app typically sounds like a positive, happy-go-lucky mom, but not always.
Deep dark thoughts or a sounding board for the typically insane mom? Most people keep their diary to themselves.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Not Anna Zapp.
Dear diary, 'tis the season for strawberry picking, and it always sounds like such a family fun activity. Get the kids outside, away from their iPads. What could possibly go wrong? Turns out, even though I don't buy strawberries unless they're on sale at the grocery store for less than $5, it costs $18 for one small handheld basket. And of course, both my daughters want their own baskets because God forbid we have to share anything, including mountains of strawberries. So now, I won't pay $6 for the plastic containers at the store, but sure, let's pay $36 here where we have to go do all the work ourselves. That makes perfect sense. Immediately when we get out of the car, my four-year-old declares that she has to go potty because farms are known for having great bathroom facilities. And as we make our way to the porta potties, I notice that it is about 16,000 degrees. Now, this is problematic because I chose to wear jeans today, you know, like the farmers do. You never see a farmer wearing athletic dry wick shorts. And as I cram myself and my daughter into the porta potty, she immediately does this.
I got the sunglasses in the porta potty.
Yep. She drops her Little Mermaid sunglasses right in the porta potty. Now, needless to say, Ariel will continue to live under the sea forever. Now, as she recovers from her inevitable meltdown from the loss of her sunglasses, we head to the fields. And as the sun is beating down on us, I learn that strawberry plants are on the ground. Now, maybe you knew that. I did not. And although the toddlers have no problem dropping to their knees to the floor, I make noises like this every time I bend over. Now, I finally decide it's probably easier for me as a grown adult just to crawl from one area to another. Now, between the screaming at our small children to stop putting the strawberries in their mouths and then spitting them onto the ground and dodging bees like ninjas, we gather the strawberries. Then it dawns on me as the sweat is pouring down our faces that I don't have any water, and I realize this is a do-or-die situation. No longer are we looking for the biggest red juicy strawberries. Now we gotta fill these baskets so we can continue to live and get out of here. At one point, I question whether I'm hallucinating. And then I realize, no, the kids are throwing strawberries at my face. I decide, we're done with this family fun activity. Everybody get in the car. We just have to make one stop on the way home. Costco. And then my daughter immediately points out,
Mom, these look way better than the ones we got.
And yes, their juicy large strawberries are on sale for $4.99 for 2 pounds. And for the last couple days, I've been shoving strawberries down everybody's throat because the farm says they're only good for 2 to 3 days. But the memories, oh, the memories we made. Until next time, Diary, Anna.